T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
We're gonna get through this one. Well, this is good. This is, he busted his wife with the neighbor, and prepare for Steve to go to another level. That's all I'm saying to all you people.
Yay! So I came home from work to grab some lunch last Tuesday. It's not something I usually do, but I was so close to the house because of a meeting. But long story short, when I came home, I heard noises coming from the bedroom. And when I went to investigate, I found my wife in bed with our neighbor. Our female neighbor. I freaked out and walked out of the house with my wife chasing me and apologizing. I was numb and didn't answer her and just left. After the initial shock, though, I found out that I wasn't even that mad. Not as mad as I would have been if I found her in bed with another guy. I told one of my buddies, and he told me I should be upset because she went to someone else behind my back, and the gender does not matter. We haven't talked much since then because I've been trying to sort everything out in my head. Should I be angrier than I am? Is it just as bad as cheating with a guy? Thanks, guys. This is from Cody.
Let me guess. You don't think so. I'm going to say this. Is it as bad as cheating with a guy? Probably not.
But it's...
It's still cheating.
Yeah.
If I walk in and it's my birthday and I hear that and it's like, good, you're finally home. That's the only time that's okay.
Okay.
It's like, get in here. Other than that, it's not okay. And I'm not a prude. I'm not.
Right. But you say it is cheating then, and he should be much angrier about it.
Did she have relations with somebody else?
Did she?
Well, they were making noises. What were they doing? Crocheting loudly?
Define relations, though. There has to be certain...
No, that's relations, dude.
Is it? Okay. I just wanted to clarify for the OPP. So that is related. Those two women had relations then. Okay. So they're, obviously she's cheating then.
I don't know what to do because this guy is obviously he's torn because it's not as bad. It's like walking in on your wife making a 55 gallon barrel of meth. And it's like, well, it's not as like she killed somebody. No, but she's still making meth, dude.
Still illegal.
She's still doing something not good.
It's just different. Type of not good.
Is there worse things she could have been doing?
Absolutely. But it's still bad.
But why are we so accept? Why are men such... we're just like,
uh-huh. It was almost like something I saw on a video on this one site where they keep putting up these pop-up windows all over my computer. Anyway, dude, it's my wife.
Dude, it was your wife.
You're right. A lot of guys forget about the wife and the marriage and stuff and focus on that. Oh, wow. Well, if they introduce me into the mix, then hey, this is the greatest
ever. It's kind of hot. It's hot.
But she still cheated.
She didn't ask you to.
Right.
She didn't say, I've been thinking about...
Right. I have these tendencies or...
Let's talk about it. Ask for permission.
Yeah.
I mean...
Or give a heads up that you're gonna.
Because if he hadn't walked in, what would his... like?
See?
So then I don't even know how to answer this guy's question. What should he be angry or... Like, dude, I don't think you... If you need two dudes on the radio and a bunch of people who are going to call in to make you angrier, then you're not angry. So just... Then you're okay with it. But I just, like, if you were my friend, Cody, if you came to me and you're like, dude, this just happened and I don't think I'm mad, I would talk to you the way I'm talking. But if I talked you into being angry, then you're kind of a spineless jellyfish.
It's kind of weird, isn't it? He should have some sort of more passion, some sort of more territorial, hey, that's my wife type of thing. And he's like, yeah.
I mean, he was mad, but he's questioning. Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
I don't know. You don't get to know. No.
Right?
I don't know how to fix this, dude.
Yeah.
Bottom line, that I think, I mean, so honestly, we're going to need advice.
Well, he's got to talk to her at least to go, I didn't know that you wanted this.
I didn't. You got to talk to her. Wait, like, I didn't know. How long has this been going on? Or do you want to keep doing
exactly.
this?
Exactly.
Can I come? What?
It's a whole new dynamic to their relationship now.
But he shouldn't be asking us. The questions that he's asked make me angry. Should I be angrier?
Asking someone else how to feel.
Little D, why are you flailing?
I got to agree with Steve and Cody. I think you're wrong. I don't think it's that big. I don't think I would
you
be mad.
You walk in on little M,
yeah,
and you're like, oh, okay, sorry. Like, you excuse yourself, didn't know you had company.
I don't think I would be upset.
At all.
Guys.
I mean, I think the initial shock, like what Cody said, there would be something there. But I think once I kind of like cooled down off that back, like, whoa, what's going on right now? What's happening? I don't think I'd be that upset. And your meth analogy, I don't think works in this situation.
It absolutely does.
I think the way that I look at it is I sell chocolate bars and next door neighbor lady sells caramel candies. I can't sell her caramel candies because I only have chocolate bars.
But she should ask if she can go have some caramel made a vow to each other.
Maybe she should have asked, but if she was going somewhere else to buy chocolate bars, then I'd be upset.
I'm just saying.
Guys, if you were wives right now, the number one thing that you would be mad about is the fact that your husbands kept something from you.
Yes.
Did something behind
yes.
your back.
That's my estrogen.
Didn't share.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. If my wife walked in on me with you... Like, I don't think she's going to be like, oh, thank God, it's just guy. Thank goodness.
But I think a lot of women would say that. There have been so many articles about how women let their husbands do that nowadays.
Sleep with other men.
Yes.
And you know what? As long as their husbands didn't say to the other guy, I love you, or was an emotional thing, most women would be okay with it if it's just physical.
Oh, wow.
Right?
I'm clearly, I wear it like a badge of honor. I'm clearly too insecure to deal with it. I mean, I'm absolutely down with being involved in the math problem of 2 + 1. But if it's still a 1 + 1 and I'm not one of the ones,
that's a problem.
That's
isn't
a problem.
It? And you guys wouldn't be mad that your wives kept stuff from you. You guys wouldn't care.
I would. I'm saying 100%.
Betrayed. You should feel betrayal.
That's. I think the initial shock of that would be upsetting to me. But once I sat down and thought about it, I think I would. I don't have that same thing to offer her. So what she was getting there.
As long as she wasn't with another guy, you guys don't care.
Okay. So what if she was with a guy who had a different type of junk than you have?
Okay.
Well, I mean, still.
Oh, you
still,
came in. It's a different kind of chocolate. It's dark chocolate as opposed to milk chocolate.
Right.
Whatever it is, dude.
Right.
I'm just saying your analogy of chocolate, whatever.
I get where you're coming from with that, and I still think that falls under the same realm of going to another guy.
What if she's with a transgender?
I don't know. I didn't think it through that far. I'm just saying,
I don't like it.
I don't know.
You don't get to have relations with anybody else unless we've talked about it, and then go for it.
Yeah, you should get to talk. You have to discuss and agree on it. And he didn't get that chance. She took that away.
Cheating
from
is having relations with somebody else
without
other than your spouse.
And without them knowing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she did that. So bottom line is, we can have this argument and you guys can jump in on it. But we also want to know, have you walked in? Well, I mean, we're going to fire up the VD on this one.
Yeah, voice disguise.
Because if you've walked in on your wife or your husband with somebody else, same sex, opposite sex, Cody's feeling like forgiving her. He's still weird about it, but he doesn't know what to do next.
Yeah.
If I was Cody's friend, I'd be like, bro, that's a betrayal. I don't care if it was a monkey in there, a girl, a giraffe. I don't care if it wasn't you.
Yeah.
It wasn't you.
She's being intimate with someone besides her spouse. Yeah.
That's not great, in my opinion. But what do I know? We're looking for your opinion. Candy.
Yai.
What do you think?
WTF.
Why the face? Yeah.
I think. Gender has nothing to do with this.
It doesn't.
She violated their marriage vows. She cheated on him. If it were a guy, this conversation would not even be happening. He would be hell-bent on revenge or divorce or whatever. The fact that he finds it hot that she was with another woman makes it okay?
It doesn't.
It shouldn't.
It shouldn't.
Because what about when she gets tired of caramel and decides to switch to chocolate bars again, and he's not the chocolate bar she chooses?
Oh,
is that
going to
be okay?
It's... But
there is a fundamental problem in their marriage.
But Candy...
And this is proof of that.
But Candy, if he doesn't... I mean, and I'm with you 100%, but I'm also a person who doesn't push my values, who doesn't push my beliefs on anybody. If he's not mad... Why the hell is he riding us? It's like he wants us to make him mad.
Like to validate his, or something.
Or
you're
validate his lack of madness.
Yeah.
Like, dude, if it were me or it was you, Candy, we'd be mad. But he's not.
It kind of feels like he's looking for someone to tell him, hey, it's okay that you are not mad about this.
Yeah, and it is okay. I find it strange.
Yeah, me too.
But
well, you know what? If you're not mad, then shut up and don't get on the radio and just accept the fact that it creeps you out and own your own feelings, for crying out loud.
Nice,
own
Candy.
Your own feelings. The world doesn't need to know about it.
Nice.
You know?
Thank you for the call, Candy.
Yeah.
Chris?
Jai.
Jai.
So, Slacker, I agree with you on this one. This has actually happened to me before. I walked in with my ex-wife with another female.
Okay.
And at first, I thought I was going to be on Steve's side, so to speak. You know, I thought it was going to be like, oh, yeah, this is great. And in the end, it really bothered me because she didn't talk to me first. I mean, if she would have talked to me personally with any of my partners, I don't care if it's male, female, or whatever, you know. If you talk to me, I have no problem with it. I understand that you're taken, you're not dead.
But she's when you start hiding something... When you start, even if you're just hiding, going to lunch with somebody, you're crossing a line.
Betrayal.
It's if you find it's something that you can't share with your spouse, you shouldn't either be doing that or you shouldn't be with your spouse.
There it is.
One of those two things.
Yeah.
But as soon as you start going underground on stuff,
it's
over already.
I completely agree with you on that, honestly. I really do.
Did she invite you in at first to kind of like bridge the gap, or was it just, I do this on the side?
No, actually, she started the whole thing off with, I didn't know you were going to be home this early.
Wow. So how did this play out? Did you guys get divorced then, or she's a lesbian then, or?
It started off, well, that didn't exactly lead to the divorce, but that was the start of the spiral of things. There were several other variables. And in the end, we just kind of figured out that we weren't really good as a couple. And she just started hiding more and more things from me.
Yeah.
And it didn't end well at all, honestly.
So would you tell Cody, dude, I know you're confused about this, but you need to get out of this?
I would say more of, you need to sit her down and have a talk with her and be like, look, if you're going to keep hiding things from me, then we need to end this now. Otherwise... learn how to communicate with me, you know, be open with me, trust in me more, because I'm your partner, you know. You're supposed to be able to talk to me about your urges and
there
your
it
wants
is
and your needs.
And for her to, her opening line is, oh, what are you doing here?
Yes,
like it's your fault that you interrupted.
Yeah,
dude, that's warped. Thank you for the call, Chris. Kaylee.
Yai.
What do you think?
I think he should be mad because when they got married, they made a commitment not to share anything with anybody else and just commit to each other. And she's still showing emotions to somebody else that she committed only to him when they said, I do.
You're right. Behind his back, too.
But if I mean, here's the thing that's I'm repeating myself, but like I'm struggling with. Kaylee, you feel that way. I feel that way. He clearly does. I mean, that's not something you can teach somebody to feel. You should feel incensed if that happened to you. I get mad. Like Steve gets mad if somebody sets a plastic bottle in his car. I don't care.
Yeah.
You do. That's just a raw emotion. I like somebody sets a plastic bottle in my car and you come running up and go, Slacker, why aren't you mad? Get fired up about that. It's like, I don't feel it, dude.
Yeah. Why am I questioning your feelings about something?
You should.
Yeah.
It's and Cody.
Kind of sad if he doesn't feel that way though, because like he committed that too, and he's staying faithful. So maybe they should talk about it if he's not upset about it.
Would you be okay? Would you be less mad if your man was in bed with a man rather than a woman?
I mean, I would be mad either way. I'm actually with a woman,
okay.
So, and I'd be pretty pissed
if you caught her with a man.
I mean, either way, I'd be mad equally, because it's just about connecting with somebody else when you swore to only connect with that one person.
There it is, Kaylee, right there.
Okay. Thank you for the call.
Yes.
I just don't think we're going to get an answer to this because it's about his emotion.
Yeah. I mean, Candy?
Yai.
You are disguised. What do you think of this?
So I actually lead what many would call an alternative lifestyle.
Okay.
And not to say that I'm in an open relationship now, but I have been. And so when you get into a relationship, you learn to discuss these things. And at the end of the day, if they didn't talk about this and they didn't come to an agreement, then it's wrong.
So every time in your lifestyle, in your alternative lifestyle, I guess you call it, like if you feel like going out that night, you need to clear it with your partner and say, I'm thinking about doing this tonight. Is that okay?
Sometimes it's just based on like the parameters that you have set with your partner. So some I've established it just at the very beginning of the relationship. And if it happens, it happens. And neither one of us get mad. But if it is on, say, an ad hoc type of basis, then that is something that you do need to clear with them at that time.
Do you think it could be that she was, I mean, is it forgivable, I guess is the right words, that maybe she just did this time because she didn't know how to have that conversation? Can we forgive her a little bit because she was too nervous to have the like, hey, I'm really digging the girl up the street.
Yeah.
Like, does that make it forgivable because it's such a taboo conversation?
I think the thing is everybody is taking into account the gender of the person. And soccer, it's like you said, the gender does not matter.
It shouldn't.
So it shouldn't. And that's what the OPP needs to take into account, is that man or woman, the gender does not matter. If he would be upset for one gender, then he should be upset for the other, or he shouldn't be upset. For either. And I think that this is forgivable, you know, because people are human. It's in our nature to experiment and to want things that are taboo. But it's a serious conversation that they need to have. And especially if, you know, they are going to stay together, then that's something that they need to talk about and set the rules up together so that another incident like this does not happen. Communication is key in any relationship.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you for the call, Candy. I don't think we solved anything other than, Cody, if you're listening, pretty much everybody who called said, yes, you should be more angry.
Right.
But if you're not, you're just not.
Right.
You're not going to wake up and go, well, 4 out of 5 Slacker and Steve listeners said I should be angry. Cause then your anger is like fake. It's not your anger. It's our anger.
There you go.
But if she doesn't invite you in, I would definitely, definitely be angry. If you still want to sound off on this or be the unicorn for this family, please hit us up on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.